Hey, man. Solo Sports here, baby. It's Friday night. The NBA bubble is about to bust. We got players not living up to expectations. We got NFL teams that are dropping players. Already tanking the season. We got so many things going on in the world of sports, man. And Solo Sports, your man, is here to give you what you need to get you by to the next day. And right now, we're going to get into the bubble talk. Milwaukee Bucks, the number one overall seed in the NBA, which doesn't mean much because you're in the bubble. There is no home court. But history books are going to show Milwaukee Bucks as the number one seed, saying they had a number one overall record in the NBA. And right now, they're a game down 3-0. That's right. They played 3 games, and they've lost all 3 of them. The Milwaukee Bucks lost again tonight, man. They had a decent lead. And what did they do towards the end of the game? They found a way to blow the game. They lost 115-100. Sounds like, oh, man, Miami blew them out. It wasn't even close. No, that's not the case. Milwaukee actually had the lead for the most part of the game. But when Miami, when the winning time comes in the fourth quarter, they took advantage. 27-point advantage in the fourth quarter. Miami blew them away in the fourth quarter. I mean, the Greek Freak, how much longer is he going to stay in Fonzie land? Tonight he had 21 points, 16 rebounds. Great player. Chris Middleton, his so-called second fiddle player. How many points he had tonight? He had 18 points. Not going to cut it. 7 out of 16 from the field. Ain't going to cut it. Brooke Lopez had 22 points. Helps out. But Giannis is a great ball player, man. Like I've been telling my son, he is what it is. He's a great player. But he can't carry a team by himself. People have been saying that the last two or three days. If you watch Giannis play basketball, he can't create his own shot. He's not a playmaker. He don't have players to make plays. He needs a great player with him. Just like Shaquille O'Neal and some of the other great players. Karl Malone needed John Stockton. Shaquille O'Neal needed Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace. All these great players needed another player to go with them. Right now, the Greek Freak seems like the two-time league MVP don't have anybody to go with him. If Chris Middleton is your second-best player, you got serious problems. Right now, Giannis is looking like a great guy, great ball player, was going out in the playoffs early, and it looked like this year is going to be some of the same thing as usual. Sucks for him. You know what that means? It's time for this guy to move on to another roster, man, to another team that actually has a real playmaker on the roster already. And I'm looking at the Dallas Mavericks. That's right, y'all. If the Mavericks pick up Giannis along with Doncic, Porzingis, some of those role players, and that offensive coach they got there, oh, my goodness. No team can really make some hay in the NBA. That will be the next big three in the league. We'll see what happens with that. But Giannis right now, man, I mean, I'm not saying I really feel bad for the guy. He's a rich guy. He's doing his thing. He's handling business. But he's not going to win championship with this roster, man. And who in their right mind, besides people that hang out with Fonzie, wants to live in Milwaukee? Not too many brothers want to live in Milwaukee. They got lucky getting Reggie White to live up there in Green Bay those years ago, because Reggie White said the good man upstairs told him that he needs to go play with the Green Bay Packers. I don't know if anybody else is going to be telling those free agents they need to go there. All that being said, Milwaukee's going to struggle. They're going to lose a lot of games, and Giannis needs to move on. He's going to waste a lot of good years there in Milwaukee, man. Just like KG spent all those years in Minnesota trying to be loyal. I'm being loyal to the team. Loyalty only gets you so far. If they don't get you what you need, to win a championship. And that's what all players are trying to do, win championship. If they don't get you what you need to win that championship, that means you need to move on to another team. And I think eventually Giannis has one more year in his contract, and I can see him moving on to maybe the Mavericks, the Miami Heat, the team that's giving them hell right now, maybe one other roster I can't think of right now, or maybe another roster in the Western Conference. Maybe the Knicks, you know, they're going to have a lot of money. They're going to try to fix their situation there. Maybe he can go be the big dog there, but he needs help. Maybe not Knicks. Maybe I should change that statement. But maybe some of the other teams I mentioned, he needs some help, man. If he goes to Miami, Jimmy Butler, definitely help him out. But Jimmy Butler is definitely a big dog. He needs that. He needs another alpha male to roll with. He don't have that in Milwaukee. We go to Dallas. You got a young Luka Doncic. If you have to trade Porzingis to get Giannis there, that would also be an option. Definitely, if I was the GM of that roster, I would definitely consider doing. But all that being said, this year seems like it's pretty much a wrap for the Milwaukee Bucks. Nobody's come back from being down 0-3 in NBA history, and not going to happen this year. I know some people say sometimes, eventually, just because it hasn't happened, it's not going to happen, it ain't going to happen this year. Giannis and Milwaukee will get the brooms brought on them in the next couple of days. Today's Friday night. That means Sunday, the day before Labor Day, they will be going home, and they will be leaving the bubble. Number one overall seed will be going home in the Eastern Conference. I don't see any way around it. It is what it is. They're being outplayed by the Miami Heat. I don't know if it's a coaching thing. The roster is just not that good. Or it's just a combination of things. I'm thinking it's more of a roster thing than the coach, because it seems that the coach is pretty decent. I think it's he just don't have the players. What makes a great coach? Great players. Speaking of coaching, Steve Nash, one of the best point guards in NBA history, two-time league MVP, formerly of the Dallas Mavericks, formerly of the Phoenix Suns. He played with the Lakers for a quick snippet. Now he's the coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Got him a four-year deal. I don't know how many years it was for, but he's going to be coaching some of the great players in the league. He's going to be coaching Kevin Durant. I'm sorry. He's going to be coaching KD and Kyrie and some of those other players that's on that roster, and he's going to be in New York. And people are going out there saying, hey, man, he shouldn't be getting a coaching job. He don't have experience. It's a race thing. Hey, look here, man. I'm all for equal rights. You can say what you want to say, but there was multiple coaches that coached in the NBA that are African-American, and they also had their first opportunity being a head coach in the NBA. Some of these guys, they got head coach in the NBA, weren't coaches in any other level and got a shot. You got Doc Rivers, got his first opportunity with the Orlando Magic. He was formerly a commentator for ABC for years. Got his shot with Orlando Magic. Never was assistant coach. None of that stuff. Jason Kidd also got his first shot with the Brooklyn Nets. He also coached the Milwaukee Bucks and a couple other teams. Never had any coaching experience. It happens, man. It's not good. Everything is not a race thing, and I don't think this is right now. Jay Kidd, you know, like I said, with the Nets, got his shot. And I have no problem with not that anybody cares what I think, but I have no problem at all with the great Steve Nash getting a shot at coaching with the Brooklyn Nets. Believe me, he had to have his players on that roster sign off on it, and I think they were cool with it, so they're going to roll with it. Hey, man, players, great players respect other great players. Things that got players that have skin on the wall, and Steve Nash has that. He's got the league MVPs. He has a couple chances at the Western Conference Championship, so he's done some things in his league. So he does have a voice in that locker room, and I think it'd be good for those Nets. And you never know, man. Maybe the Brooklyn Nets will win a championship or have a shot at it. So the Eastern Conference, it seems like, don't very hard to get through. So they have a shot at maybe, possibly, making a championship run. And good luck to you, Steve Nash, man. I hope you, all the hate's been through, I hope you're nothing but the best. Oh, another game in the NBA, the Lakers and the Rockets, man. Game one, everyone thought the Laker girl was going to run through like Rockets, just like the Clippers run through the Denver Nuggets. The Rockets said, not so fast. Like my man said on Saturday in the mornings before the college football, not so fast, baby. The Rockets showed up and showed out. They won 112-97. Give the Rockets much love and respect. I'm not a Rockets fan. Don't like them. But it is what it is. You got to get respect when respect is due. And the Rockets showed up tonight. James Harden did his thing. He had 30-plus points in the game tonight. You can't expect him to do much more than what he did tonight. James Harden actually played some decent defense, man. I mean, the kids showed out tonight. The Lakers struggle, man. Like I said, they only have two players, really, that's going to show up in the game. Of course, AD had 25 and 14. He only took 16 shots. That's not good enough. He only shot number is down, but he only shot 4 free throws in the game. That, you know what that means? As a 7-footer or close to 7-foot, he wasn't driving the basket to the hoop. He wasn't getting the opportunity because we all know the Rockets don't have any bigs that can cover AD. But AD is one of those new big men that likes to shoot threes and live by the three, die by the three, and that's actually hurt him tonight. LeBron had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. LeBron's 30-plus years old, 30 on the high end of 36, 30-plus years old. So don't expect LeBron to come out there and hit 40 games tonight anymore, man. He's still a great player, one of the best that ever did it, but don't expect him to come out there and dominate every single night. There's other guys in that roster that need to be stepping up and helping this man out. Kyle Kuzma, their so-called third best player on the roster, only had 8 points tonight. They need more out of him. Danny Green only had 10 points. They just didn't have it tonight, man. I mean, you can say what you want about them boys, but tonight, man, just wasn't their night, man. I mean, NBA, sometimes it happens like that, but you got to be careful because it'll go from, oh, we're only down one game. Next thing you know, you're getting blown out by a team that you think you should be dominating. The Rockets showed up tonight, and I give teams nothing but credit and kudos when they do their thing. And the Rockets right now are one game to zero. So there's, like I said, there's no really home court in this series, in any series in the playoffs right now. So, but all that being said, the Rockets only had 3 more games to win to go to the Western Conference and championship, and the Lakers have to win 4. Hey, man, NFL's coming up, baby, next Thursday, man. We got Kansas City hosting the Houston Texans, baby. A rematch of the playoff game from last year when the Houston Texans was blowing out the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, I do believe they were up 24-0. My memory is not what it used to be or something like that. They were blowing these boys out. Everyone thought, oh, man, H-Town's going to be hosting the AFC Championship game. Like I just said a minute ago, not so fast. KC came back. Did they thing, end up blowing them out. The game don't even look close at the end. Now Houston's coming back for a little bit more. Or that Kansas City Masterpiece Barbecue Sauce. Let me see what they can do with them this week. It ain't looking good. Kansas City will be getting their championship rings. They already got their rings. But they will be showing the banner. Don't know how much effect that's going to have on their team because there aren't going to be any fans in the stands because of coronavirus, but the players will still be excited. I'm pretty sure they're going to pump in some crowd noise. They're going to show some fans on the Jumbotron just like they've been doing in the NBA. So somewhat they'll feel at home, but it won't be completely like they're used to. So that's the ultimate equalizer. All that being said, I still got KC with Patty Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league. Not the best leader, but the best quarterback. You know, the best quarterback is Russell Wilson. The best leader was Russell Wilson. Sorry, best quarterback is Patty Mahomes. Kind of confusing, right? I'm going with leadership. Anyway, Patty Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, and I'm going to give him the advantage at home. Celebrating their championship victory from last year, and I got a feeling they'll be find a way to win that game. And then the following Sunday, next Sunday, we'll have some everyone else that's in the league will get their games going. I have a fantasy draft coming up, man, in a few days. I know people really haven't been having this talk about the fantasy football because no one knows we're going to have football. Everything's so much in the air. So at the last minute at work, we decided we're going to do a fantasy football league. And we're not going to care about what happens. We're not going to pay our dues to the end of the season. So whatever happens, happens. And we're just going to play. Pick teams as if everything's normal. You pick your roster. I pick my roster. If we play the season, great. If not, no one has to pay. So we're going to go into this league being competitive. And if they shut down the season, oh, well, it was just for fun. And it is what it is. So it is what it is. So right now, with the coronavirus, it's kind of like live every day because you don't know from day to day what's going to happen because this virus is definitely taking over. Not only sports, but it's taking over the world. So we need to live every day as if it's our last because it's always been that way. But things that are growing in this world seem like it's even getting more prevalent lately since all these crazy things in the world have been going on. And we'll see, man. Like I said, I got the fantasy draft coming up Monday morning. I think I drafted. My draft is work. And I don't know who I'm going to take. Let's say I would luck up, which I don't call it luck because I've had the first pick in years past. Let's say I luck up and get the first pick. Who will I pick? I don't know. I had the first pick last year, and I picked Saquon Barkley from the New York Football Giants. Didn't work out too good for me, man. Saquon got hurt early in the season, and it was never the same. They were never blocked for him. I actually benched him a couple times last year in losing the draft, the season. So if I get the first pick this year, don't know who I'm going to take, but the top of my head, top of my mind, I would probably take Christian McCaffrey, my number one running back in the NFL. If I got the first pick, that would definitely be who I pick in the draft because he's definitely put up major numbers with the rushes and catches out of the backfield. He's a double, triple threat. Sometimes they also put him on special teams. I wouldn't do it, but sometimes they do that. And he just got paid, so I expect him to have a big lead barring any major injuries. Speaking of that, man, with the pandemic going on, there was coming up with some different ways to test the players. The Pac-12 and the Big Ten are debating whether or not they're going to play some football. The Pac-10 have come up with a test concept that they can test players and they get the results within 15 minutes. They're still working out some bugs. Figuring out how accurate the tests are. Is it even worth it to do this and play football? Are they going to test these players every day, every 2 or 3 days? Are they going to test them right before game day? If you can get the results back in 15 minutes and they're accurate, are they going to test, like I said, are they going to test the players right before game day and say, hey, sorry, I know you are starting quarterback or DB, or DN, or corner, or whatever you might be. But you just tested positive for the coronavirus, so we're going to have to sit you down and not play you. Okay, you test positive. That means that, guys, you've been around in practice, in walkthroughs, It's a possibility that they might be positive too. Might not show up right away. There's a possibility that could still come up positive. There are so many. This thing, man, is so crazy right now. That's why I say athletes that are not getting paid, there is no way I will be out there or my son or daughters playing college sports, not getting a paycheck, will allow them to play. I know they're a certain age and they can make their own decisions, but some of these divisions are making decisions for the players. The Pac-12, it's like, hey, man, we love football just like the South and everybody else, but we're looking at the safety of our players, and I respect that. And, the Big 12 and the SEC, they're going to still fight through it as if there's no virus. You want to do that? Put your players at risk? Bottom line, life is about decisions. And if you want to decide to let your son or daughter play in these competitive sports, put them out there, hey, that's on you. We got high school teams that are going back to playing football already here in the great state of Texas, all over the state. That's starting off with the smaller divisions, and they're going to move up to the bigger schools. They're going to be playing here pretty soon. So they're acting as if it's no big deal. They're definitely not testing high school kids. They're just doing the temperature check, and that's not the only symptom for coronavirus, but that's all they're going to do. And they're going to, I guess, keep their fingers crossed and hope everything's going goes okay, which is crazy. The priorities we have in this world are kind of ridiculous sometimes. Hey, man, I want to get into some rest in peace things for John Thompson, the great college basketball coach from the Georgetown Hoyas, one of the greatest coaches that ever walked the sidelines. This man did so many great things for college basketball. He was the very first ever African American coach to win a championship in college basketball. I do believe he was 84 with Georgetown and Big Pat Ewing. Pat Ewing is also the head coach now of Georgetown. But John Thompson left us. Can't say it was too soon. He lived to be in his late 70s. Can't live forever. Lord willing, man, we all get to live our life and, you know, do great things in this world. Like they always say, man, it's not how long you live, but how you live. And he lived a great life. He accomplished a lot of things in this world. I actually decided not to play in certain games and coach certain games because they were treating black players and coaches different from the other players. So he's a pioneer in the world of sports, and he deserves his flowers. I was giving his flowers before he passed away, but we're definitely going to give him more flowers now because he definitely earned his spot in my heart and anybody else that loves the sports in this world. John Thompson, college football great, leader of men, teaching black men how to be men. It's crazy, man, growing up when I was a kid thinking of Georgetown. Everyone wanted to be a Hoyas fan because of what they represent, especially as a black man. You see Georgetown Hoya, that dog on them, that blue and gray, man, and you see all the rappers wearing them, and Public Enemy saying black power. You see Georgetown, all the black players on the roster, the black coach. Man, just make you get that tingly feeling inside. And that's the way I felt when I saw John Thompson doing this thing. And so rest in peace, Coach. You were a pioneer, and you definitely led the way for some of the great coaches we have now. And you always be remembered. You left your mark on this world. Love you, and we miss you. All right, y'all, man. This was Soul on Sports. I dropped some dimes on y'all. I gave you an update on what's going on in bubble, like I said, NFL, college, and the late, great John Thompson. Rest in peace. I'm out, y'all. The Soul on Sports.